Hey, Bailey, can you say Notes Underground, show number 80? Nothing.
Maybe later.
I can't take it anymore. This party sucks.
Rock and roll, Bailey.
That was fun.
Yeah, man. That was the Slicky Boys.
The Slicky Boys.
Yeah, okay. You remember, it's been a long time since our last show.
You actually sang on the show.
Yeah.
I was listening to it on the bus just going, this is classic.
Yeah, and if you can believe it or not, my brother-in-law listens to the show, and he recognized my deep need to reconnect with this old song, and apparently he's really bored at work, and he found the song online, and he sent it to me literally the next day.
Nice.
And it's been dredging up memories ever since.
Nice.
So it turns out the Slicky Boys, I didn't even know they were called the Slicky Boys. I just remember them from like Live 105, you know, back in the day. They're a band from DC, and they're actually pretty well known for psychedelic garage rock punk kind of stuff.
It's a nice, like, well-rounded town. It's actually pretty cool.
It is pretty good, but I thought they'd be one-hit wonders, you know. But Kim Kane was the lead singer. Mark Noon and Marshall Keith were the other members of the band. And the band's become underground legends in the DC punk community, according to Wikipedia. And they were known for their wild costumes and graphics. They had favorite songs from everyone, including The Brain That Refused to Die, When I Go to the Beach, and Here to Stay, and a rave-up cover of Pictures of Matchstick Men. For encores, they'd often switch instruments and play covers of Alice Cooper's 18 or Herman's Hermit's Henry VIII. After a temporary split, the bands reunited and found a significant following in Germany and France.
Why does everyone pick it up in Germany?
I don't know, man.
Like, it's almost like whatever goes downhill in the U.S. gets picked up in Germany.
Yeah, well.
David Hasselhoff,
obvious example. But apparently the Slicky Boys have a side band called the Wanktones. it's sort of their alter egos.
Right. Slightly more surf rock version.
Or either that or ska, one of the right. two. Ska's not dead. It just sucks right now. Yeah. Man, so thanks a lot, Alistair, for finding that. That was really cool.
That's cool.
And, yeah, nice I got to check out the rest of that stuff.
That is top quality. Mm. Well, so we got a lot of comments and stuff, but I think I want to play some music before we get into all that. We can read in some comments a little bit later, some from some long lost brothers,
yeah,
like Huey Andy and
oh cool,
a few and I think we got one from Jamie G as well. But anyways, here's a track from the British Port Authority, otherwise known as BPA, and this song is called Toe Jam. And it features David Byrne and Dizzy Rascal.
Oh, whoa. This isn't a mashup.
I was asked in New York City, do you like my clothes? I'm talking to my tape recorder, walking down the road. But on Friday night, I'm glorified. Now my feet don't touch the floor. When the rubber meets the road, in between my toes. Every day is fucking perfect. It's a paradise. Watch my life like it's a twice. A boy looks at a girl, and a girl looks like a pony. She gallops all day long, in between my toes. And every night she's purified. She don't do that dance no more. Where the rubber meets the road, in between my toes.
I'm skanking on a dance floor, I'm drunk off that Hennessy. I ain't sober, I don't mix with Coca-Cola or soda, but right now I'm on a roller. I take a look over my shoulder and I see this sexy thing. I think it's time to work my way over. So I shuffle on my heels and I bounce on my toes. I'm crazy and she knows. Still it's all good, I suppose. So she didn't complain, she backed it up. So I got behind her and I lapped it up. Then we danced all night till the sun came up. Then I took her to my yard and I racked it up.
A member of the Juju Nation down in New Orleans. You don't need an application if you move your feet.
Explode if you poke it. Exposed on the floor. It grows if you soak it. It rolls out the door.
Now it's summertime every night. Now her feet don't touch the floor. She don't do that dance no more. In between my toes. Between my toes.
The lady starts to sing, but she ain't no disco dancer. She learned a sugar thing
in between my toes.
Explode if you poke it. Exposed on the floor. It grows if you soak it. It rolls out the door. Explode if you poke it. Exposed on the floor. It grows if you soak it. It rolls out the door.
How summer is that?
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That like makes that me want barbecue chicken with really hot barbecue sauce, yeah, and a Corona with a wedge of lime in it.
Yeah.
So badly.
Yeah, yeah. That was, sorry, I said British Port Authority, but it's actually Brighton Port Authority.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to get this computer to stop.
Did you, if we're in Shoreditch, do they still do that in the Truman Brewery? Do they still do the beach? A couple
they
years ago,
beach in the Truman Brewery.
Yeah, a couple years ago, they put up these 2x4s in that parking lot. You know, in the big parking lot in the back. And they,
Shoreditch Beach. they put up these big, well, more like 4x4s, like these huge, you know, high walled, like pieces of wood, and they filled it with sand.
Wicked.
And
people just chilled.
They called it Shortage Beach or Hoxton Beach or whatever. And
that's awesome.
People were just. By the end of the summer, it was just a big ashtray. But in the beginning, it was really, really nice.
Yeah, it sounds too cool for school. I'm sure.
2 years ago was like that really nice summer that we had.
You know?
So it like actually worked out.
Oh man, that sounds cool. That was a great track, man. Where'd you find them?
You'll never guess. You'll never guess.
Walmart.
Hype Machine.
Hype Machine. Oh yeah. Oh, Jesus. What? How do you spell that?
HYP. Oh, the Brighton Port Authority?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, that was good. I mean, if they do, I like that mix too about throwing in Dizzy Rascal.
Mm-hmm.
He played at Glastonbury. I was really bummed to have to miss him. I couldn't see him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it would have been great to see.
He's sort of had like the slow growing like pop like growth like
yeah
like, he like
I can't imagine
I
him topping out
him, like,
and going
three
away.
Or 4 years ago, but now it's just like blowing up. He got a new album out like a year ago, and
he's so different. I don't know anyone that does anything like him.
Yeah,
anything remotely similar that you could say, oh, that sounds a bit like Dizzy Rascal. It's like he's just his own thing, and you got to think he'll stick around for a long time because of it.
Yeah. Well, so tell me about Glastonbury.
Oh yeah, Glastonbury was insane.
So you were setting up.
I was working.
Yeah,
I was working with Chris Levine and Massive Attack doing the lasers for Massive Attack. We did this custom laser thing for them.
Wow!
And in fact, you can see me if you go to the Massive Attack website and you look down. There's a picture of Emily Dozen, the female singer for Massive Attack, and I'm in the background, like grinning, like a fool.
Yeah, clapping like a baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it was cool, man. I got to go to all of Glastonbury with backstage passes, literally eating dinner with the bands and, you know, having clean toilets and a Winnebago to sleep in. And it was a great way to see it. And the Massive Attack show is incredible. And like, I got to watch so many of my favorite bands from the side of the stage, looking out over a sea of, you know, 55,000 people or whatever.
So what were your big five, like, favorite performances?
Well, a lot of them were the ones I didn't see, of course, from the side of the stage. Like The Verve, really. The Verve sealed the deal for me as one of the greatest British rock bands ever.
Oh, wow.
Like, up there with, you know, Blur and like, and Coldplay.
Yeah.
You know, just they command
Pink
such
Floyd,
a presence.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, there you go. They command such a presence, man, and they're so unbelievably cool. And the songs are just absolute classics. I'd never seen them live before, and they absolutely rock me. And then I saw these little bands too, like this one band called Speaker's Corner Quartet, and they're sort of like a skater punk looking bunch of guys, and you know, but they play it's like two double basses, a keyboardist, and a freestyle rapper and a drummer. And it was really brilliant. Absolutely brilliant work.
Wow.
Who else did I see, man? I saw Neon Neon.
So the freestyle rapper comes on and does,
he does almost like a
guitarist would
yeah,
would
yeah,
do
would come
freestyle
in with a solo
guitar,
on for a bit,
right,
and then he steps back, and then these guys just jam this awesome sort of jazzy, psych rock kind of stuff.
So nobody else sings or anything like
just
that?
Just the rapper,
had the rapper that comes on. And
comes on occasionally and steps off. He's just like the sprinkling of goodness over the top of the music. He's really good.
That's cool.
Worth checking out. Neon Neon was cool too. You remember that guy Harmar Superstar? You remember Harmar?
I don't remember.
I don't think we ever played any of his tracks, but some of you out there might know him. I got to meet him, and he's playing with this group Neon Neon that are well worth checking out. God, who else? I don't know, man.
It doesn't have to be underground. You can say the big stuff if you like. Was Massive Attack good or was
Massive Attack was great, but you know, I'd seen him a couple times. So I felt a little like they didn't shock me because I'd seen the act before.
And what about Jay-Z?
I missed it. They were on during Massive Attack. Massive Attack, but I heard he did really well.
Really?
Aside from some racial bullshit.
I heard there was like this whole thing because I guess Noel Gallagher or Liam Gallagher? Noel Gallagher that was said basically he had no place at Glastonbury, like trying to be a territorial asshole. And
there was apparently some racial tension too, with like some ridiculous stuff where people in the crowd were throwing bananas up at him and stuff.
Bananas?
I kid you not.
Are you fucking serious?
I know, it was completely last century. It was ridiculous, and it was it was a small thing that was over quickly, but everyone was just like it was like a real negative vibe for a while. Because people were just really upset that even entered into the equation.
Did they do that when Jay-Z actually played the track of Liam Gallagher?
Well, he didn't play As far as I know, he didn't play the actual recording of Liam Gallagher saying that.
I thought he put it up on the screen.
He just sang Wonderwall.
Oh, right. I thought he did both.
Maybe.
I thought right before he did Wonderwall, he actually played the recording.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's what I heard a rumor that was going to happen, but I didn't hear anyone mention it, so I figured it didn't happen, but maybe it did. But yeah, man, it was good. It was sunny. It was beautiful. And like, it shocked me, the great vibe at this festival. I've never been to a British festival. The only one I've been to was in Spain, and it spoiled me because it was like right by the Mediterranean and nice. But like, you go there, and even when it's muddy and it's raining, and like everyone has, you know, you'd expect people to be just a little bit down, but everyone's just playing. Everyone has such a good vibe there. Glastonbury has such positive energy. It's unbelievable.
I'm dying to go, man.
For a while, I thought I was depressed because I'd walk out there and I'd see people and I'd be like, I could never be this happy. Everyone here is so happy. How come I can never be this happy?
10 minutes into it, you're like, wow.
Yeah, and then exactly.
Yeah, it rubs off.
It totally does. It's infectious.
I mean, and that's sort of the whole thing is that it was like one of those original sort of hippie festival, like, get out there and enjoy the music and be naked if you feel like it, kind of like whatever.
Yeah. Apparently, Fuji Festival in Japan is modeled after Glastonbury, exactly.
Oh, right.
Chris Levine, the guy I was there with, he has gone to Fuji Festival a few times, and he says even though they're like sister festivals, he says it's amazing the difference, because when you go to Fuji Festival, no one is so drunk that they're just falling down, which I saw many, many times, and B, there's no trash. He says you go to Fuji Festival and it's clean when people leave, whereas we were on stage at like 5 a.m. setting up for Massive Attack the next day. And then this group of like 30 volunteers come out to the front of the stage to start to pick up and recycle trash. 2 hours later, they only got about 10 feet from the stage before. Like, there was such a sea of trash, and there was so much of it.
God.
They barely made a dent.
That's awful.
It's unbelievable.
I remember when we first moved here from California, feeling like people, just seeing like people throwing stuff on the ground when they're walking at their cars. You know, we were at this part, we were like in this shopping center, like, a few months ago, and this girl just like throws something out her window, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I actually grabbed what she dropped, and I like banged on her window. I was like, I think he dropped this. You know, she got all pissed off at me. Like,
I'm not surprised. I see it all the time, too.
But man, it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, there's such like, there's all these machines that are going down the sidewalks in London. I think it's this weird mentality where you just assume there's someone hired somewhere to pick up after you.
Yeah.
Because there is, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool, dude. I would definitely go again next year. I don't care what the weather is, it's worth it. It's such a good gig.
Well, we should get into some more music. I've got one from the Knot Twist, which is I think we might have played them before, but they're a good band. They just have a new album out. Here's a track called it's called Good Lies. So let's see what it sounds like. Find a better one.
lies win. Remember the good lies win. Remember the good lies win. Remember the good lies win.
Guys, there for cool, wow, that's brilliant. I'm there for probably 1 week.
Do you like that? Do you like that track?
That was wicked. That was like the new Velvet. That was like Lou Reed's son reviving, you know, the smooth sounds of Velvet Underground through his inherent genetic abilities.
I feel it's like good rainy day music. It's not so good for the summer, but it's definitely well, in the summer in England, it's, you know.
It's like rainy day every day.
A repertoire of both.
Yeah. You got to be ready on the iPod at any moment for
Shit,
one or
ready.
The other.
Okay, let's switch over.
It's a matter of life and death, really.
So we had some good comments on the site. You know, I gave you guys a month.
Long time.
So.
Yeah, sorry about that. What got in the way?
You had the mumps. Four things. I had the mumps.
The Victorian disease to end all disease.
I mean, that was awful. It was over a week, and it trailed off for like a week after that too.
How do you get it?
I don't know. Like what they try and do is get kid. You know, it's like chickenpox.
Yeah, everyone gets immunized.
If you got it, you know, you take your kid over to someone's house, and then all the kids get it, or you get. You know, the vaccine or whatever, but I guess the vaccine doesn't always work. So I think I probably had the vaccine and then...
Parents actually intentionally expose their kids to get it over with?
Absolutely. Yeah, like chicken pox.
I never thought that parents intentionally did it, though. I thought they'd all like sort of run for the hills when a kid came out with it. And
no, because here's the thing.
You never...
When you're a kid, when you're a kid, it only gets your the glands in your neck.
Oh, but it's worse when you're an adult.
When
isn't
you're
it?
An adult, your balls get the size of basketballs.
Oh, Jesus.
I just said that on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that really?
It was really painful. I couldn't walk for like a day or two.
Oh my God! Did you put them on ice or anything?
I didn't. I probably should have. I just lay down on a couch and like didn't move because I was just so like.
Yeah. Oh God!
It was just so painful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Like, I don't want to imagine.
Just not there. I mean, all my glands, my armpits, my neck.
Yeah,
you know, my waist.
Is eating difficult?
Yeah,
swallowing.
Everything sucked. Yeah, just everything sucked.
Rough,
like,
man.
I couldn't my legs, the muscles. It started out like super painful in my thighs, and then it like moved down into my calves.
Yeah,
and my forearms and my biceps were like aching. And
this is what you get for riding the underground. Where Victorian diseases still live and thrive alongside the Victorian engineering.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
Then we worked a lot. I had a lot of work going on.
Yeah. The other thing is we've had to start doing the show only on weekends because I can't get off work
soon enough,
fast enough, and Bailey goes to bed like right when I get home. So we've been having to time it with the weekend. I guess I was in Dublin last weekend with my brothers.
Yeah. That's
so
cool.
So that was part of it. Or 2 weeks ago. And then we had family in town. I had family in town for over 10 days.
And they're all microphone shy. Huh?
So my brother and his wife. And I mean, it was great having them. You know, like my brother and his wife and their 10-month-old baby girl.
Yeah.
And then Renica's sister. And I mean, it was just like
nonstop party rock.
Like we had to put up a tent in the back just to like make more space.
Have your own festival.
Yeah, we had a little festival.
Yeah, Portaloos.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
Probably should have.
So,
man, yeah, your roses are looking really colorful these days.
but we're back, and hopefully it won't be more than a week. Before the next one.
Yeah, I got nothing going on. So I'm just, twiddling my thumbs till the next one.
We still got to get Dr. Spence back in the house. I think he's traveling.
Yeah, and some Lee. I would love to hear from Lee.
Yeah, Lee the dork.
I don't want to sound desperate or anything, but, we're shining the bat signal.
I think that we're shining the bat signal. He's not actually listening. I might actually
I'll have to connect with him on LinkedIn. We're LinkedIn professional buddies.
He's on MySpace.
Yeah, but, we're both professionals.
Oh, you want to get a job?
We'll connect professionally.
You want to get a job with Lee?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, I want to get a job in the cool factory.
Or do you want him to see your feed on Facebook?
I want him and I to share networking circles.
Is it me or are there too many social networks?
There are way too many, but LinkedIn's the only one that really matters to me now. I'm all business these days.
Are you serious? Is
I'm
that
serious,
true?
Dude? I pay. I'm a paying member.
You do the super ultra version?
Yeah. You know what I learned?
What does that get you? Well, does it get you from 95% to 100%?
I can't get past 95% either. But but what it does get me is it lets me introduce myself to people to the people I want to introduce myself to. Not to get jobs, but like I want to meet people that are freelance journalists these days. And there's a great way to do it. You find the freelance journalist in your area, right? And then you say, hey, I read your blog and I really like it. I'd love to meet up sometime and chat about whatever. And then like, oh, wow, thanks for reading my blog. I really appreciate it. And then you're in. And so it's weird. I've been learning all these like ways to flatter people online and to figure out how to meet people. It's going well so far.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Tell your friends.
So you're just jealous because I've been online chatting with babes all day. Hey, we got some comments from some people that we haven't heard from in a while. Here's one from Kiwi Andy. He actually sent it to email. I don't know if he. I think. Oh, he also put something out for everybody else. But he said, "Hey, it's been a while since I put something up, so I thought I'd send you an email with some music to make up for it. I've just caught up on the last 8 shows after having limited access for a while. Where were you?"
He said, the ting-tings are just fading out as I type. As of mid-January, I just quit my job to do back ski sessions. Whoa. First in Canada and second back home in New Zealand.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, my God. You quit your job to ski.
Yeah.
That is awesome. It's been brilliant to get away from the corporate side of things for a bit and to get some time to get back into some of the creative stuff I did before work, et cetera, took over. I'm stoked you guys are still putting out shows, great shows. He says great shows. Yes. And after listening, I have a long list of bands and albums to check out. Great to hear that Mitch loved the Bon Iver album. It's nice to see an album like that come from nowhere and make it some bigger music stores. Mm. Another album I like at the moment is Volume 1 by She and Him.
Never heard of it.
A.K.A. Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward. She has a really unique voice, which keeps me interested. Track attached. Mm. Also, as a response to Dan mentioning that he'd been listening to a bit of Death Cab for Cutie mm-hmm. and Postal Service lately, I give you Dentel, D-N-T-E-L, Dentel, a.k.a. Jimmy Tamborillo, who did the beats behind the Postal Service.
Oh, wicked.
I've been a big fan of his stuff for a long time. Hope you enjoy it. Both songs are pod safe. Thank you. That's probably enough from me. As someone else mentioned, there are definitely a few of us who have been fans for quite a while. I just wanted to say that even when we can't all comment as regularly as we'd like, that doesn't mean we're not keeping an eye on the site and hanging out for the next shows just like everyone else. Keep up the great work, Kiwi Andy. That's awesome.
Thanks, Kiwi.
That's like solid.
Yeah.
So let's get to work here and play a bit of She and Him, because Zoe Deschanel is actually cute, and I like M. Ward.
Cool.
So let's hear how that translates in the music world. That was cool.
Tamborello. I'm still hunting for this Postal Service reference.
Well, we've got it. We've got a track. So why didn't you say so? Why don't we just play it? Here just we go. D-N-T-E-L. Roll tape.
I can still get nervous when I talk to you, even though we've dated for a year or two. Every time I stare, I notice something new, and abandon all hopes of impressing you. I
struggle with words that I've always known. I get self-conscious of my voice on the telephone. You tell me how you love me every night before bed, and I turn out the lights as my face turns red. Sometimes it's hard to stay still when you move in close to me. My eyes, they open wider, more color in my cheeks. I'm usually so pale till you mess with my heartbeat. I'm turning red, turning red, I'm turning red. Still get sweaty when you're holding them. My clothes feel kind of tight, although I'm sure they fit. When we go out at night, sometimes I wish we stayed in. I feel like everyone is thinking, what's she doing with him? Every date feels like the first one, and I can't wait till we meet. Kick my feet under the table when we sit down.
I could hear the Postal Service in there.
Definitely. I'd love to hear more of the tracks.
But the vocalist almost sounded like the whitest boy alive. Kings of Convenience guy.
What's his name? Yeah. I know what you mean, a little bit. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. I'd like to hear more of the tracks because I bet it expands and contracts and jives around a good deal. I found his website on MySpace. Dude's only got 29 friends. Yeah, I know. So everybody, really, come on, say hello.
Those must be like his real friends.
He's a talented man. I mean, you want to be his friend. And he's probably desperate, so he'll say yes to anything.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
That's terrible.
Well, man, that was a lovely show. It was great to be back. Mitch?
Yeah. I'm
Mitch
into
is
it.
Consumed by Wimbledon.
Trying to get Wimbledon on, but it's raining, so it's been on hold for the whole show. So we picked actually quite a good time.
Yeah, it was pretty perfect.
Yeah, you know, wasn't else much else going on.
Dude, little Bailey, it must be about time to get her hitting on the courts.
We tried her on the Wii tennis.
Oh yeah, how's she doing?
She just eats the controller. So,
well. You know, maybe that's Nintendo's fatal design flaws. They need to make a controller bigger than a baby mouth.
We got a Wii Fit.
Oh, really? Did you?
Yeah, but she's too light.
Oh.
So it doesn't even register her as being a
really?
Person.
Really? What about you and Ren? Are you guys sweating
I'm
to
overweight.
The Wii Fit?
We're definitely heavy enough.
No, Ren's underweight.
I'm not underweight.
Yeah, you are.
She said I was weak, is what she said.
Yeah.
Who is she? The computer?
The trainer. Yeah. The personal trainer said Ren was weak and that I'm overweight.
I hope it.
I'm going to find her and kill her.
Yeah, exactly. I swear to God, if I ever find the voice in that machine.
My Wii Fit age is like, I'm like 37.
Really?
Yeah. I really need to, I need to bring that down.
That's not too far off.
Well, I'm turning 33 this summer.
Yeah, no, you're doing all right, I'd say.
I'm 5 years older than I should be.
Yeah.
In terms of my Wii Fit fitness.
But what curve are they measuring it by? Are they measuring it by like Japanese standards?
They measure it by weight, height, balance. Balance and
but
like agility.
The thing is I only care what I am relative to those around me. Not, you know,
well, you're pretty fit. I bet you do better. I bet you check it out.
That's the thing is like it must be referencing some national, you know, average or some global average, and you got to wonder where you stand. Like, what's this curve?
Well, that's the weird thing is it says for, because I'm 6'1", and it says my ideal weight is 166 pounds, and I'm like, are you fucking
kidding me? It's 6'1"?
When I was working out,
yeah,
like 5 hours a day playing water polo, like lifting weights and like pounding a 2,000 calorie milkshake in the morning just so
holy
I could like
crap
not be skinny, you know, like. You know, just so I could have a have some strength. Like I was like 175, so like I've never ever been like the weight that they're saying I've been really skinny before.
This is the sashimi and seaweed diet that the nation is built on.
Totally.
I'm sure of it. This is what they're referencing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So don't feel bad, Mitch, that you're pulling the weight of.
But now you know. I struggle. What should I have? One more gummy bear? No. You know, I might need to go. Maybe if I do a hula hoop game one more time, then I can have another.
Yeah, yeah. Do they have the Wii hula hoop?
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Okay, show's over. Let's do this.
Later. We got one more track from Beck. This is off his new album coming out in a couple weeks. Here we go. It's called Diamond Dogs. Good night, everyone.
Good night.